Call me Laura Caldwell.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani? Trustee Pappas?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Rochesky?
Here.
Mayor Pecan?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the March 18th, 2024, committee of the whole minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the committee of the whole of March 18th, 2024.
Second.
Any questions? Call.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Pappas?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Rochesky?
Aye.
Mayor Pecan?
Aye.
Any non-scheduled citizens or visitors for agenda-specific public comment? Police Department Fire Range and EOC Facility Project RFP 24-011.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Pappas?
I move to recommend to the village board to approve awarding RFP 24-011, Police Department Firing Range and EOC Facility Project to Harbor Contractors, Inc., for a total contract price not to exceed $10,340,761.60, which is $9,943,040, plus a 4% contingency of $397,721.60.
Second. Are there any questions or comments? Joel, how does this compare to the budget?
Currently, this is below the budget for the actual award. The only thing that put us over was the contingency dollars, and we're using some of that remaining funds from Portland Hills West project as well.
And just so everyone can see, we have this beautiful Lego model that Joel created using an architecture, and it's to scale. It even has a roof that comes off, so you can see the inside of it, so it's sitting in the executive conference room for a while. But if you want to run us through this really quick, just for the public.
Just as a few slides, here's how the bidding came out. We had kind of three clusters of bidding. So we know the pricing is good when you have a good cluster like that. And Harvard was the lowest. We had 8 total bids out of 81 vendors that did downvote. A pretty good turnout for this project. Next slide, please. Just kind of what our next steps are. We'll award the contract after this, if you once it is approved tonight at the board meeting. And then we'll go into a pre-construction meeting, start mobilizing, getting the schedules, clear the site, do a groundbreaking ceremony out there, week of June 17th, with the substantial completion next year, around April 15th. And we do have a couple long lead items that they already noted to us. It's just industry standard. The village hall generator took extremely long. It's still finally going to come this spring. So we know the generator, but we don't. We can have the building complete without it because we already have an EOC, right? And so we can move over without the generator. We can do that, you know, if it does happen afterwards. HVAC equipment also is some long lead items, but we think they can get it, but we have to get the smittles in right away so we can get the actual piece of equipment. With that, answer any questions that you have.
Any questions?
Really looking forward to this being done. I know Chief is looking forward to this so the guys can train here and not have to go elsewhere for it, because our current range is people. You know, we've seen some of the comments out there, but the current range is, frankly, it's dangerous. It's a range of the 1970s, 80s, vintage, probably even before that. It's definitely does not have the safety requirements necessary for a range. So this is a welcome addition. Call roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Rochessy.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Orland Park Lead Service Replacement Plan.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Rochessy.
I move to recommend to the village board to approve option two to replace the four service lines from the feed box to the meter at the village's expense at a cost of $10,000 per house with a $20,000 contingency.
Second. So George, correct me if I'm wrong, there still has not been a determination from the federal government if the local municipalities are responsible, because this is for replacing lines between the V-Box and the house, which is really homeowner responsibility, not village taxpayer responsibility, correct?
Per code, that's how the code is structured. And maybe Joel, you can talk about some of the IEPA, EPA stuff that's happening right now.
Yes, right now the EPA hasn't finalized their mandates. The IPA has, and so we're utilizing the Illinois EPA rules right now. And they're saying it's different than our code. They're saying it's all the way to the meter, all the way to the meter in the house. Illinois is mandating that. So that's different. And so when we're addressing, all the municipalities are addressing this differently. And really right now, every village is going through this process right now to brief their leadership and brief a plan of what you're gonna do about what they have found.
So this is another unfunded mandate from the legislation, the legislature, by the way. It's from unappointed administrative people and not elected that are making these decisions. So they're appointed by, they might be appointed by the governor, I think. And regardless, it's an administrative rule. My personal opinion is we're not responsible for that until such time that we, 100% are, according to the legislature, and they've determined how they're going to fund this, because this is not funded. For us, is it something we can figure out how to pay for? Yes. But we're not alone in this, and there's a lot of towns that have a lot of this that can't afford it. And I don't want to set a precedent here for us either that, well, Orland Park did it, so now Calumet City has to do it and Country Club Hills has to do it. So I would much prefer to wait until this is resolved from statewide funding level to determine how they're going to fund this across the entire state.
Just so we're clear, out of the 22,000 only found four that had lead, this isn't every house in Groveland. But that was going to say to your point is that there's other towns or even ones, on a new review or a new rule that comes out, there could be others. There could be more down the line. Is that accurate? There's only four?
There's only four in the village, yes.
And we're confident that it's just four. Very fortunate that there's only four properties. And they're in the historic area. And we know that because it's part of our meter replacement program. That was one of the checkoff lists that they had to do, was to check if there was lead lines.
Yeah, my personal opinion is we should wait to see how the state is going to fund this for all communities, not just us. I mean, ours is small potatoes compared to, trust me, in the South Suburban Mayors and Managers Association, there's a lot of towns that have significant, like millions and millions of dollars of exposure here, and it's a problem.
I guess, excuse me, Mr. Brad, the next, I want to make sure there's no safety hazard with these four homes. We don't want to just leave those there, because who knows when the state might do something. I guess we kind of play by ear in terms of when we have to make this decision.
So, Joel, you need to go through those two options that have been proposed.
So when we looked at this, we have a requirement as one of the things that was in the memo is to report for the homes. And so all the homes have been given a notification about this. Now, they could waive it, like say, they could write a memo to say, I waive that you don't do anything, but the IEPA will force you in 2027 to replace it at that time. And so it's kind of like.
Assuming the legislature doesn't change that.
Correct.
Which I know that that's one of the top priorities for the IML and for the various conferences of the mayors. It's one of the top priorities to address this issue. So we have 3 years to see what happens. And we also still don't have a ruling from the federal government, which would trump the.
And we looked at, the main reason we were looking at it is, you know, copper prices are going to go skyrocketing out of this, because throughout Illinois, throughout other states, there's going to be a huge demand for copper. We have demand, prices rise up. Another thing is labor costs to actually have enough contractors out to do all this work. It's going to swamp industry. And the other piece is when you have so much demand, you get material shortages, and then that gets delayed. The actual work gets delayed and delayed. So we were thinking a bit more of maybe lower costs, do it now, and to you know, get those four homes as a something to consider. The other thing we were thinking of is there is some reporting, and it's a very convoluted spreadsheet of data that you have to submit. Once you start, you have four homes, no matter how many. You have one, you have to fill out this very complex data call every year.
That was the point earlier. And every year, that you don't have to do it anymore if you do this. You don't have to do that report anymore at all.
Yep. The notifications have to go every year to the residents as well. And so we're looking at it from both staff time, but also all those kind of material and labor issues as maybe tackling it. And that's why we recommended option two. But we'd love to hear your opinion.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Cassius.
Would not the homeowner want to replace that with, you know, with lead pipes coming in? That's something certainly that they have to disclose on a sale, number one. But number two, just for the health and safety of the occupant.
Yes. Hey, that's a good point. If they sell a house, we then have to do it, the IPA say. So, because not on the homeowner, it's on the village, because the IPA is mandating it at this time.
Even though it's on personal, it's on their private property. Look at, like if the sewer line broke from the house to the street, you would have to, I mean, they would have to fix that, but on this pipe, the village would have to do that?
Correct. Isn't it? The difference between IEPA's mandate and our village code is different, and they're saying that their mandate is that we own it all the way to the meter, and they've told all municipalities that's the ruling. And so, yes, we, one action resident did reach back to us and said, I am fine. I had lead, that's okay. I don't want to do anything at this time, which is weird to understand because it does affect children. Yeah. Maybe they want to be children and then they don't think it's a problem.
Well, I think with what the mayor said, I'm in favor of just waiting a little bit, because now that they're on notice, perhaps they may say one thing and do another. And say, just wait, see what happens. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Bird.
Can I ask maybe Dennis a question on BCNs before? Is there a way to, if we decide to move forward at some point, whether it be tonight or in the future, to have some sort of a agreement to do it, while we're not waiving our right to recover or to, you know, to get reimbursed by the state, you know, some sort of protection? It may turn out to be nothing, but I think it helps us if there's something in there for these other villages, not setting precedent, all that type of stuff. Heard anything about like something like that, or?
I haven't, that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Yeah.
It's certainly something to look into.
Okay.
Maybe another option is actually do it, leave the property.
Leave the property so they.
So that on sale, they would have to disclose it that they have one. Or if there are grants in the future, then it would go toward the, you know, that would go over to satisfy that.
Yeah, I would leave that to our attorneys, but I would think that leaning a property for something that is not cited in the courts is not, probably doesn't go well.
And it's interpreted right now that it's our responsibility. We're arguing that it's ours, whether it should be or not.
Yeah, and I would say, and I will tell you that, like I said, the IML, the Conference of Mayors, because there's a lot of towns with a lot more issues than we have, including the city of Chicago. How are they going to pay for this? And they just can't. And of course, the state continues to divert funds away from things. And what I'm concerned about is them diverting more funds away from us to pay for this and us paying out of pocket for it. Not to mention, like I said, the precedent we're setting for those other municipalities, and I don't know how that impacts anything, but it very well could.
Currently, grants that we looked at and tried to find was only for the actual inventory, which luckily we did our meter program that helped validate our data. And so most meters are in the inventory stage. And that's why I think most of those grants for actually fixing things will be coming out maybe 2027, 2028, that kind of years. We don't know yet though, but we hope that that's the case for some grants later on for actual fixing things. You can take a loan out, but it's very convoluted.
Personally, I'm a no on this issue for now. Because we don't have to do it yet, and I'd like to see what happens with the state and the federal. I would like to see the federal government with a ruling on what needs to happen, and I want to see the state how they're going to address this with the unfunded mandate that they're giving us across 1,360 municipalities.
With the confirmation that there's no safety issue and that the IPA and the EPA are both saying we have 3 years to do this, I'm sort of in agreement that we can wait and see on this. Again, as long as there's no current health issue, these people have been notified. If they want to do something about it, that's up to them. More quickly. But if we have this much time, I think we should revisit this. Mr. Chairman?
Justice. We're also comfortable with not acting on this now. I think the other thing I might want to suggest here too is if we know the state's not going to help in terms of subsidies, maybe splitting the cost as well with the homeowner, where it's not all or nothing, village or homeowner.
I suppose that's something to look at in the future, but I think right now, I just think this is still in progress and we should just let it play out. So I'm going to be a no vote on this. Call roll.
Trustee Rochesky.
No.
Trustee Healy.
No.
Trustee Katsinas.
No.
Trustee Campos.
No.
Trustee Reardon.
No.
Mayor Pika.
No.
2024 concrete flat work and sidewalk replacement program.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to recommend to those board to approve awarding RFP 24-026 concrete flat work and sidewalk replacement program Globe Construction Inc. of Addison, Illinois for an amount not to exceed $1.5 million.
Second.
And Joel, this is the low bidder, and we're keeping it at $1.5 million so we can get extra work done. Is that correct?
It is correct.
So we'll be further along.
We can do more sidewalks. We set a parameter area for the bidding purposes, and so they all can bid on it, and then we can do more because we have more areas, and as well as we have sometimes other concrete work that does happen that we will have to fix a curb or something like that.
And after this, are we going to be caught up on all our sidewalks?
Not quite, but we'll have a huge chunk out of the way with this piece. Plus, we're going in and doing the grindings with right. The staff too. So those are the low fruit, the low chunks.
And after this, how much longer do you think until we're caught up with our?
Expecting one, maybe two, but we're hoping it's just one more year after this.
Okay, great. Any other questions or comments? Call roll.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
I abstain. I have a family relationship with a non-awarded bidder.
Trustee Rochesky.
Aye.
Mayor Pika.
Aye.
Cancellation of the World Park Roof Fest.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to cancel the 2024 Roof Fest. And instead use the allocated funds of $28,700 for the Centennial Park West Concert Series expenses, including backline, stage manager, stage hands, artist, and stage security, Artist Hospitality Hotel Transportation and Crowd Control Barricades.
Second. And in reviewing this, Ray, it looks like, you know, we lost $5,600. That includes the sponsor. The sponsor can go somewhere else, so we're really losing $25,000 a year on this for less than 300. And it doesn't seem like it's been increasing. It's just a lot of staff time. That's the big killer. So almost as much staff time as all the rest of the expenses.
And there's never a guarantee that you're going to have that sponsor every year. So without that sponsor, we need more significant amount of money. And it is a very staff intensive event.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Hopkins.
I'd just like to thank recreation staff for all their effort in the past few years on this. And no change in direction on this is no means statement on all the hard work. And I know we peaked out at, was it 437 year before, but I appreciate the analysis proposing a new direction here. Also like to thank Public Works for the time and effort it took to clear out, and that was probably a hindrance to clear out the PW garage and make that available, but you know, it looked great when it was done. And lastly, and certainly not least, I'd like to also thank Eric Bates of Mazda Orland Park for his past sponsorship of this event. I also deeply appreciate his flexibility that Mazda Orland Park will now be the main sponsor of the Centennial Park West Concert Series. As I believe Eric would say, thank you, brother.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I think since Trustee Lai is not here, we should make a resolution to have it in his backyard. And see, you know, because he was such a big proponent. So,
just kidding.
Second.
Second.
Second. Report.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizen visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business.
Received nothing. Anybody here speak? Bueller? Bueller?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to adjourn the committee of the whole meeting.
Second.
Call roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We're adjourned. I really just can't believe how long these meetings take.